Now I'm speaking to DRD Gold CEO Neil Pretorius on the release of their results to the end of June, and a sparkling set of results they were indeed. Good evening, Neil.
Hi, good evening, Chris.
This, from what I can gather by looking in the media, is the longest uninterrupted dividend payment in the gold mining industry. 12 years, I think it is. Is that correct?
It's been 12 years, yes. I didn't realize that it was the longest. I hadn't really checked, but look, we've been cash flow focused right from the outset, so we were pleased to be able to pay out the dividend this year.
And that this is, what, a fourfold increase on the dividend you paid from last year? 20 cents is against 5, I think it is.
It was. And what makes this one particularly pleasing is the fact that we had just spent quite a bit of capital on developing our new assets in the Far West Rand, the Far West operations. There was 330 million rand worth of capital investment, of which we borrowed 190 million in order to fund it. And we've repaid the entire 190 million, and we still had quite a bit of money left. So this is a dividend that that we can actually afford. We didn't have to go and borrow money for it.
So, you know, just correct me if I'm wrong here, but you are now debt-free, as far as I can see, looking at your balance sheet.
Yes, that's correct, yeah. We managed to pay down the 190 million rand drawdown that we pulled out of the revolver in order to fund the capital investment at the Far West operation.
That is really quite a phenomenal achievement. You know, with the gold price now averaging round about 740,000 rands per kilogram, which is up by about 160,000 rands a kilogram since the year end. Obviously, I'm not going to ask you how sustainable that is. I mean, the gold price is anybody's guess, I suspect. But if that is sustainable, then the combination of the fact that you're now debt-free, plus a significantly higher rand gold price, puts you in a very interesting position, and it gives you the ability, should I say, to be able to consider paying a significantly higher dividend in future.
Yes. Look, our approach has always been that we don't sit on free cash, so if we don't have an immediate requirement for our cash, then it does go into dividends. And this margin is really quite impressive. But as you point out, you know, we don't really know where the gold price is going to go. I think it maybe went up a little bit too rapidly, so it could potentially come down as quickly. So we're keeping a keen eye on the bottom line, and we remaining disciplined in terms of costs. And we're really assuming a gold price of not much higher than about 30,000 rand per kilo. In terms of justifying capital expenditure and so forth, it's probably a little bit conservative. I don't think there doesn't seem to be any early signs that it's going to come back quickly, but you never know. So one's got to stay disciplined and one's got to keep an eye on this.
And hopefully the investor community is going to reward you for that. You know, looking at some of the negative comments that I've seen, Eskom, industrial action, loss of investor confidence, and something that which I picked up this morning, high-profile corporation emigration. By that, do you mean difficulty in retaining top skills within DRD?
I think a lot of the big names are no longer spending capital in South Africa. I think the environment has become difficult to explain to an international investor base. If you have an international portfolio of assets, then you spend so much time explaining circumstances here, and one sees that in the amount of capital going into new ventures. One sees that in decisions being made with regards to jurisdiction and migrations and so forth. So I think that's more of a symptom than a sign. That makes the set of results all the more pleasing, in the sense that this business, I think, has been developed in such a way to be resilient in terms of some of the things that may be off-putting to international investors. And you know, we're 100% South African-focused business at this stage. All of our operations are right here. And the performance of our stock on the New York Stock Exchange over the last few months has really been very encouraging. So with the right sort of numbers, with the right sort of model, provided that you clear about your risks and that you're sober about your risks and that you deal with them deliberately, I think there is still room for an investor, an international investor base. There's still appeal.
Okay.
But you have to offer a very particular story to them, I believe. So I think the point I'm trying to make, it's too early to throw in the towel. There's still a lot to be done here. And now we've seen how margins have just opened up more than anywhere else in the world, and you've got to be here to take advantage of that.
Okay. You know, flying into Johannesburg in the early 1980s when I first came here, I was taken by the plethora of mine dumps all around the place, and you don't see that anymore. So, you know, you're a tailings operation, and what I'm really getting at is how much potential is there? You know, you say you're a South African-based operation. How much potential is there in South Africa to get to work these mine dumps and extract that that wonderful low-grade ore?
Look, we've only done about 300 million tons in Johannesburg, and there's probably about another 600 or 700 million tons left that one can process over time. So there's more than 20, 30-odd years of processing left. It's going to require the right combination of gold price and technology, and obviously also the availability of water and power and skills. So the opportunity is certainly there. The gold is there. Everything else just needs to align in order to extract it. And then in terms of the Far West Rand, there we've only just started. There we've got another 250 million tons of material that we would want to access over the next 18 years or so. So that Africa is a vast resource in terms of stockpile tailings with a lot of gold in it, as the numbers are showing.
Right. And you don't really have to consider any new big CapEx at this point in time then, because what you've got is going to keep you going for quite a while, I guess.
That is correct. We will start spending CapEx again to the extent that we can commercially justify it, obviously, and cover not just cost of CapEx, but also offer a competitive return in about 18 to 24 months from now, when we want to increase the capacity of the Far West Rand. And we want to set that up in such a way that we can create opportunities also in terms of regional synergies. Ultimately, the objective really is for us to play a key role in a consolidation of tailings retreatment in South Africa. And I think we certainly have the skills base and also the systems that have been developed over time to really push in that direction.
Fantastic. That's a very, very encouraging and refreshing story. Neil Pretorius, thank you very much indeed for highlighting what's been going on at DRD, and the best of luck in future.
Thank you so much, and thank you for the opportunity.